is Unexpected with Hannah Love. In this podcast, you will gain a new perspective of how God loves you enough to call you to things that you couldn't have imagined for yourself. Hey guys, I just wanted to pop on today because I feel like something that can be so comforting in this world is that God knows the desires of our hearts. And that can be scary because sometimes we don't even know the desires of our hearts. But let me just tell you the secret to tapping into what those desires are and what the future looks like when we pray this prayer. So years ago, I started praying this prayer. God, I want your will for my life. I want what you want, whatever that is. I didn't know the desires of my own heart. I didn't know my own dreams. I didn't know what was deep-seated in me. I'd had hints and clues through the years, but no sure direction. And I knew that the Bible made these promises, and I knew that the Bible referred to the desires of our hearts and that God would meet those. And I used to struggle because I thought to myself, what even are the desires of my own heart? I don't even know what that is. But in Psalms 37, this is the encouragement given. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide for you what you desire most. Give God the right to direct your life as you trust Him along the way, and you will find that He pulls it off perfectly. He will appear as your righteousness, as sure as the dawning of the new day. He will manifest as your justice, as sure and strong as the noonday sun. Quiet your heart in His presence and pray. Keep hope alive as you long for God to come through for you. And don't think for a moment that the wicked in their prosperity are better off than you. I knew that was a promise. I knew that was in the Bible, but I didn't know what the desires of my heart were until God revealed them to me. And the way that He reveals the desires of your own heart is to pray that prayer, God, your will for my life. It says here, it says, fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life. See, guys, when your gaze is fixed up, when you're asking for God to guide and direct and lead your steps, there is no failing. There's security there. He created you. He formed you before the creations of the world. Let me read this to you over in Ephesians. Ephesians 2. Verse 10, we have become His poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. So we are preordained for a plan that God wrote. Before we were born, He knew us, He formed us, He shaped us. He chose the family we would be born into. He chose the time we would be born. He chose the country we would be born in. He knew it all, and He has a plan. So when you submit and when you surrender and you ask God to lead and to direct you, to guide your steps, to align your heart's will with His own, when your heart longs for the will of God to be done, it will be so. And let me tell you the neat thing about asking God to align your heart with His own will. See, when you do that, He will answer prayers for you that you've prayed in the past. He doesn't forget anything that we've asked. And even if we didn't have the words, even if we didn't know what we were asking for, He knows the heart motive behind it. He knows the thing that we have longed for, even if we can't put it into words for ourselves. He knows. And He brings those things to life in such a beautiful way, in ways that we couldn't have imagined for ourselves. When I tell you that years ago, I didn't really know how to dream, but I started asking God for His will in my life instead of my own, because whatever it was, it had to be better than not dreaming at all. I prayed this prayer. I prayed it for a year. And years later, I was struck by how deeply God had answered. How God had shown me, slowly revealing the layers of the years, how not only how he answered the prayer, how he answered that calling and that longing in me, but it was the desire of my heart, and I didn't even know it. See, years ago, I competed in pageants. This is going to sound so silly, but I begged God to give me a voice. I longed to be able to sing for him. That was my promise. I promised him, I said, God, if you just gave me a voice, I would sing for you. I would sing for your glory. And you know, I didn't really expect a miracle. I didn't expect him to give me this singing voice of an angel so that I would go out there and be the next performer. No, I actually hated performing. That was the desperation in my prayer. I hated performing. I hated getting up in front of people in pageants performing, knowing that singing was not one of my giftings. But I prayed it. And with all sincerity in my heart, I said, God, I will do it for you. Just give me the voice. And years later, I found myself sharing this story at dinner with the person whose songs I was singing years before in pageants. And I was sharing how I used to sing and it wasn't great, but that's what I did. And I begged God to give me a voice so I could use it for him. And while I was sharing this story, God spoke to me and said, I gave you a voice and you're using it for me. See, that period of time, that moment that I was sharing that story was the same time period that God had put the podcast on my heart. And again, it wasn't in my wheelhouse. It wasn't in my comfort zone. It wasn't something I even wanted for myself. It was so far out of anything that I would have wanted or chosen for myself to do. But he asked me to do it, and I said yes. And in the answering and in the obedience, I discovered that my heart's desire was to encourage women. My heart's desire was to speak the truth into the world and to bring light into the world and to share the hope of who Jesus was and what he had done. And all those years ago when I prayed that prayer, God, give me a voice so I can sing for you. I'll do it for you. He didn't answer that the way I thought it would be answered. He didn't give me the voice of a singing performer. He did actually give me a husband who did the singing. And I think God has a humor and I see it. But God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we think he should answer. Be encouraged today, friends. He doesn't forget our prayers. And he knows the desires of our heart. Even if we don't know what our future and our dreams look like, if we simply ask him for the desires of our own heart to align with his, he will bring that promise into fruition. Remember Psalms 37, promises. It promises. Let me read it to you again. Psalms 37, 3. Keep trusting the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Guys, he was faithful to me. He has always been faithful. But what a beautiful gift to look back and see the faithfulness, even when I didn't see it then. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire most. All those years ago, I think about that prayer, and I will never not be amazed at his answer. It didn't look the way I thought it was going to look, but he answered the desire of my heart. He answered to let me be an encourager. He answered to give me a voice and a platform. He answered and gave me community who would be vulnerable enough to share their testimonies and the gospel that is Jesus Christ. Guys, I love you. And my prayer for you today is that your hearts will be open. My prayer is that even if you don't know the dreams of your own heart, that you will remember God has plans and dreams for you. They are immeasurably more than you could have asked or imagined for yourself. Go back and read the book of Ephesians. It's full of the promises of God. Go back and read Psalms and Proverbs. They're full of promises that God has for you. The Word is alive. God is alive, and He is listening. And maybe for those who are listening who already have dreams for themselves, I might challenge you to surrender what those dreams are and instead pray, God, I want your will for my life. And if it's not this, if it is not this dream that I have, give me the courage and the strength to let it go, to live with open hands, to live recognizing the gifts and the talents you have given me, but with open hands. Guide me and lead me and let me follow your voice. Because I promise, if you are following his voice and you are asking for his will in your life, for your heart's desire to align with his, you'll see it. One day, years down the road, you're going to look back and be amazed at what God has done, at the faithfulness that he has provided, at the dreams that have come true that you didn't even know were in you. Let God show you your dreams. I love you guys, and I am praying for the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the heart to recognize God everywhere you go this week. And may everything you do bring him glory. I love y'all and hope you have the best week. Thank you so much for listening today. If this episode has encouraged you, please feel free to share this show with your family and friends. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and my hope is that this show is a candle in the dark.